It's time. Welcome to Game 2 of the 2022 Florida State League West Division Playoffs.
And it's cranked out that deep right field by Miller. De La Cruz going back. Now at the wall, and that ball's out of here. Noah Miller continues his monstrous week. He is hit sharply up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Urbina gets the wave. He will score easily. Cardenas towards the camera well. Makes the catch. Kalei Rosario, the first Mighty Muscle in the double digits in home runs. Line right to him, and he caught it. He throws the second. It's a double play. And the Muscles have thrown their second combined no-hitter. Swing and a miss, strike three. The changeup on point. And we will see you when September ends.
Now to the ballpark for today's game. With your voice of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, John Vitas.
Ladies and gentlemen, postseason baseball has arrived in Fort Myers, Florida. Game 2 of a best-of-three series in the Florida State League Western Division Championship Series. John Vitas bringing you in to a stormy Hammond Stadium here for first pitch. Lightning out in the distance, but dry here in the ballpark as Marco Raya gets set to try and even the series with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Josh Kasevich digs into the righty's box here in the top of the first, to be followed by right fielder Alan Roden and third baseman Cade Doty. Muscles in the home whites, Blue Jays in the royal blues as the first pitch in is a fastball on the inside corner, 95 miles an hour from Marco Raya. Marco Raya, 6 foot tall, 165 pounds, just turned 20 last month, a native of Laredo, Texas, is 0-1. It is a fastball on the inside corner, strike two. 3-2 with a 3.05 ERA over 19 outings this season, 76 strikeouts in 65 innings of work. The 0-2 to Kasevich is a slider low, able to lay off a ball and two strikes. To give you the rest of the Blue Jays order, Peyton Williams in the cleanup spot plays first base. The five-hitter is center fielder Devontae Brown. Raya kicks the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays high to bring the count even. Estevan Machado will bat sixth and play second base. And in the seven hole, it's the only new starter from game one. 17 of the 18 starters are the same, but the Blue Jays going with Dylan Rock in the seven hole. Fastball fouled back to the screen by Kasevich. Rock is the designated hitter for the Blue Jays. Victor Messia bats eighth behind the plate, and Roque Salinas rounds it out in left field. For the Blue Jays, who were three games above 500 in the regular season, but a huge second half. Raya the 2-2, and he got him looking. Nasty breaking ball, striking out Kasevich looking, and there's one down here in the top of the first. Well, it took Pearson Ohl 21 pitches to get the first out in the first inning of game one. It takes Marco Raya only six. And here is the lefty, Alan Roden. Setting the Muscles defense in the outfield left to right, it's Ben Ross, Misael Urbina, and Kalei Rosario. First pitch in is high for ball one. Keone Cavaco handles the hot corner with Noah Miller at shortstop. Tanner Schobel plays second base with Rubel Cespedes over at first. Raya kicks the 1-0 home, and it is just on the outside corner, close pitch, 1-1. This is a challenge game, which means the umpires will call it the old-fashioned way, but the players have the right to challenge and check with the robot umpire here in the press box. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball that drops in for strike two. Noah Cardenas in the crouch again, working with Raya. This battery has been here in Fort Myers all season. Marco from that abbreviated windup kicks the 1-2 home, and the changeup misses low. 2-2. That's the pitch we referenced in the pregame show and talking with Marco. He's faced so many right-hand dominant lineups this year, but tonight, four lefties in the order for Dunedin. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit him, came inside, and they're going to give him first base, even though Roden made no effort to get out of the way. It's a one-out base runner for the Blue Jays with Doty coming up next. Araya can spin the baseball and then some. He has one of the nastiest breaking balls in the minor leagues. Both a slider at 85 and a curveball at 80 that he can use to both lefties and righties. But he never had much of a changeup coming through his high school years. Right on right, Doty ready to go. Araya into the stretch. First pitch to Doty is a slider in for strike one. But Marco told us in one of our interviews over the summer that he had to throw a Monday bullpen session, which the muscles, of course, are off on Monday, so he went back to the rehab side of the complex to throw off one of those mounds, and he ran into Matt Cantorino. 0-1 slider lined over shortstop. That's going to fall for a base hit. Ross will quickly play it in. Doty sitting on the slider, able to pull it into left field. So the Blue Jays now have two men on for Peyton Williams. And Marco threw a bullpen right next to Matt Cantorino, one of the top pitching prospects in the Twins system, who was rehabbing an injury. He since had Tommy John surgery. And Cantorino has one of the nastiest changeups in the system. And he showed Marco his changeup grip. And Marco has been using it ever since, and it's become a real weapon for him. First pitch to Williams, fastball driven out to center pretty deep. Urbina on his horse, racing back towards left center. He can't get it, and he falls to the ground. One run is going to score. They're going to send Doty as well. Heading for third is Williams. Miller's throw towards third base is not in time. It's a two-run triple for Peyton Williams, and the Blue Jays have broken through already against Araya. So this game starting just as dreadfully as Tuesday. Blue Jays got four in the first on Tuesday. They already have two in the first today, and a man on third with only one out. This lineup for Dunedin is a whole nother beast from what it was when these teams played in April, June, and July. Here is Devontae Brown, who batted 308 since the draft in this league. Fastball high, ball one. Boy, oh boy, Cardenas now going to head out to the mound to talk to Araya after this rough start. All he really needs here is one strikeout. If he can get Brown to strike out, he just has to get Machado somehow in the next battle, and it would only be 2-0. I think a lot of coaches subscribe to the philosophy that one and two spots won't kill you, but threes and fours will. And to fall behind by three runs in the first inning for the second consecutive playoff game would be quite a gut punch for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Brown is a slider that he swings through 1-1. Boy, that breaking ball is really moving for Araya, but somehow Williams able to drill one to the wall in center field. There's another slider. Brown waves wildly, strike two. So now what do you go to if you're Araya? He missed badly on both sliders, but now he's also seen it twice. Here's the 1-2. There it is, right back to the mound, through the hole, and through Schoble into center field. Brown comes through, and it's 3-0 Dunedin. As unlucky as the Muscles were on Tuesday, it has happened again tonight. A 3-0 lead here in the top of the first. That one went right through Raya's legs. Schoble dove, it hit off the end of his glove, and went into center field. That was not hit hard, but it ends up as an RBI single with the infield in. Here is Machado, pickoff move, not in time. So all week, we have been circling game two with Marco Araya's names as the scheduled pitcher and feeling like this was the game the Muscles should win. Regardless of what happens in game one, we felt like we had the advantage in game two. No longer an advantage. The pitch to Machado is up and away, ball one. I don't think Urbina had a chance to catch that ball from Williams, but he still played it horribly because he dove for a ball he had no chance at, then went tumbling. His hat and glove went flying all over the place, and it took him a while to recover, to retrieve that ball, which was sitting on the warning track. Carlos Hernandez, the pitching coach, now out to talk with Marco, who is up to 19 pitches in the inning. Still only one out with a runner on first. I mean, this is deja vu all over again from Tuesday in Dunedin. Muscles scored in the top of the first, but then gave up four in the bottom. So they were down 4-1 going into the second inning. They ultimately lost 6-4. They showed some good fight in that game, but ultimately it wasn't enough. So you really have to stop the momentum right here and hope you get one or two in the bottom of the inning to make this a game again. A 1-0 count on Estevan Machado, switch hitting middle infielder. Raya from the stretch kicks and deals, and the fastball is just off the plate, 2-0. And now we've got a challenge. Muscles challenging. I think they changed it to a strike. We didn't see a signal from Nelson Fraley, the home plate umpire. Scoreboard still has 2-0. The pitch to Machado. Fastball hit sharply up the middle. That's another base hit. Into right center. Brown races for third. Urbina will play it into second. And the line just keeps on moving for Dunedin. Their third hit in a row. And it's first and third with one out. So we see Dylan Rock for the first time. Did not play in game one in Dunedin. From the stretch, Raya steadies and delivers. Breaking ball popped up a mile high, shallow left center. Ross comes in. Miller goes out. Ross calls him off, and Ross makes the catch. A critical number two out for Raya, as that was shallow enough where Machado had no chance to score. Rather, Brown, I beg your pardon, from third had no chance to score. So two outs meant at the corners, and now Messia, the last chance for the Blue Jays. So this one has taken a turn for Fort Myers. A big battle here, though, as Messia watches up and in for ball one. A triple by Williams, the biggest play in this inning. And Urbina dove for it, didn't get it, and the ball got by him. Here's the 1-0. Inside 2-0. Now, granted, the runner from second was going to score even if Urbina cut it off. But the runner from first would have likely stopped at third if Urbina gets behind that ball and plays it in cleanly. Here's the 2-0. Breaking ball lifted out to left center. Ross angling back is there. And Ross reaches up to make the catch and end the inning. So Raya limits it to three, but the Blue Jays have the lead. Three runs on four hits and two men left. Muscles bats have some work to do when we come back on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing cold water seafood to the next level. Introducing Cold Water Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Mussels game ticket to Cold Water for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Mussels Blonde Ale. That's Cold Water Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
Infielder Ben Ross, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Muscles now down 3-0 and coming to bat against Edison Gonzalez for the Blue Jays. Here is tonight's Achieva Credit Union starting lineup, Achieva Banking for Good. Ben Ross will lead it off, the left fielder, followed by shortstop Noah Miller and second baseman Tanner Schobel. Noah Cardenas in the cleanup spot is the catcher. Gonzalez fires the first pitch home, and Ross swings through it. Strike one. Kalei Rosario will bat fifth and play right field, with Misael Urbina batting sixth and center. Keone Cavaco bats seventh at third base. Here's the pitch home, and the slider is in the dirt, 1-1. Rubel Cespedes hits eighth and plays first, with Nate Baez rounding it out as the DH for the second consecutive playoff game. 1-1 from Gonzalez is on the inside corner. Strike two. Nelson Freely has not been one of the better umpires in the league this year and just blew a call, but Ross was not willing to burn a challenge this early. So he calls for time and regroups himself on a 1-2 pitch from Gonzalez. Muscles down three. Here's the 1-2. Slider low. Gonzalez will see two lefties and seven righties in the Muscles order tonight. One of the lefties on deck, Noah Miller. Here's the pitch home, and it's up high. Gonzalez began his career in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Pitched in the Dominican Summer League in 2017, the Gulf Coast League in 2018. Then got called up to rookie-level Princeton. 3-2 is tapped up the third base line. Going to be a tough play. Doty throws across his body, and it's not in time. Ross shows off the speed, and he has an infield hit. Well, a huge game on Tuesday. Ross picks up right where he left off with an infield hit tonight, and now it'll be Miller. 52 innings between the Rays rookie league affiliates in 2018, and then a really strong season in 2019 with short season Hudson Valley. 4-2 with a 2.45 ERA. 77 strikeouts in 62 innings as the slider dives low on Miller for ball one. Gonzalez acquired by the Blue Jays in a trade in September of 2019. He was sent to Toronto for pitcher Curtis Taylor. 1-0 coming, and Miller spanks it out to center pretty deep. Brown going back, angling towards left center is there, and he makes the grab in the gap for out number one. So Miller flies out, and now it'll be Schobel. But Gonzalez last year spent the entire year on the injured list. He was actually on the roster for High A Vancouver, but was spent the whole year on the 60-day injured list. And was supposed to be on Vancouver again this season. First pitch to Schobel is low for ball one. Was put on a rehab assignment with Dunedin on August 17th, his first real action in almost 3 years. And then they eventually just assigned him to Dunedin. So he is now a full-blown member of the team. Here's the pitch, and it's up and away for a ball, 2-0. So he's a guy who is supposed to have high A talent pitching here in the low A playoffs. He did go five scoreless for the Complex League team as a tune-up for his time in full season ball. 2-0 to Schobel is a strike at the knees, 2-1. So far with Dunedin, he's made four outings, a 3.09 ERA, 11 strikeouts and one walk in 11 2/3 innings. Ross takes a good lead at first with Williams holding him on. 2-1 to Schobel. Fastball smacked off the pitcher. Into no man's land it goes, and everybody's safe. It'll be an infield single for Schobel, who absolutely crushed that ball off the leg of Gonzalez, and here comes the Blue Jays trainer. Gonzalez didn't even flinch. He seems to be okay. Pointing towards his thigh. I thought that got him more in the calf area, but he seems to be just fine. So that ball was smoked, and the Muscles have two men on for Cardenas now. Stretching out that left leg, so it looked like it got him in the left calf. And a quick conversation, and now he will stay in the game. No warm-up pitches needed either. So one out in the Muscles with an opportunity. First and second and one out here in the bottom of the first. Gonzalez, very inexperienced over the past 3 years. Only 16 and two-thirds innings since 2019. His numbers with Dunedin are good, but not a huge strikeout guy. Muscles make a lot of contact as well. Blue Jays at double play depth. Machado plays right up against the chalk V behind the second base back. Here's the pitch to Cardenas. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. There is a very light rain beginning to fall here in Fort Myers. Sends some of the fans heading up for cover. Gonzalez's pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Messia. So just another layer to all this drama. I would say about a third of the fans have left their seats to go undercover, and it is a very light rain. Gonzalez set from the stretch with two men on. The 1-1 is hammered foul way out in front, and he launched it over the overhang on the third base side, strike two. Gonzalez's fastball so far has been 90 or 91 miles per hour. That pitch there at 84 as Cardenas uses his timeout and takes a walk. Crowd was filling in nicely before some of these folks are now heading up. We're hoping to get over 2,000 tonight for this playoff game, which would be above the Muscles season average. Not quite there yet, but it was filling in. Here's the pitch, and it's upstairs. Takes the fastball for ball two. Muscles have to get at least one here, you would think. Down by three early. Here's the 2-2, and it's ripped down the left field line. Salinas comes over, and he won't get it. It goes by him and all the way to the wall. Ross scores. Schobel will stop at third. It's an RBI double for Noah Cardenas, and the Muscles immediately get a run back, and they've got a chance to tie the game. 3-1, Dunedin. Cardenas, who has been the leader of this team all year, delivers. And the Muscles are on the board early. Still only one out, and Rosario coming up. I thought that Salinas might get to that ball as he was sprinting towards the corner, but Cardenas had just enough topspin on that ball to drop it past him down that left field line. Big spot for Rosario. Second and third, one out. Gonzalez delivers, and it's down and away, ball one. You've got Urbina on deck, who has been in a slide of late. He's taken some better at-bats the last two games, but before that, he went 0-for for about a week. He's been dropped in the batting order from first to sixth, and again, he's on deck. 1-0 to Rosario. Fastball up high, ball two. First base is open. That would put the go-ahead run on for Urbina. And then you've got Cavaco in the 7 hole. This inning getting interesting. 3-1 Blue Jays, bottom of the first. Gonzalez is 2-0. Fastball hit the other way. That's a base hit. Schobel scores. They're going to hold the trail runner as Roden plays it in. He throws it high, and Rosario will take second base. Good base running by the Mighty Muscles, and it's 3-2. Kalei Rosario goes the other way. And the line keeps on moving for Fort Myers. And now Urbina can tie this game or give the Muscles the lead. And Drew Hayes now will come out to talk to Gonzalez. We expected in this series, once we saw who the two starters were for the Blue Jays in Game 1 and Game 2, we fully expected this to be a bullpen type of game. And it's turning out like it might be the case. 20 pitches now for Gonzalez, and he's only gotten one man. Looks like Cade Doty is doing some talking in the huddle there for Dunedin. And these are some Division I grinders on the infield for the Blue Jays. Again, it was almost an entirely Latino team early in the year. Younger guys, teenagers, trying to figure it out at this level. Now they've got some polished 21 and 22-year-olds in the lineup, and they're trying to provide some leadership for Gonzalez and Dunedin. Muscles have provided a major counterpunch here in the bottom of the first, and it's a one-run game. Dunedin 3, Fort Myers 2. Second and third, one out. Gonzalez is pitch home. Fastball a little bit low, ball one. That was a great piece of hitting by Rosario going the other way. through the hole into right field. The pitch home. In for a strike. Looked like a changeup that time, 1-1. Kind of a three-quarters arm slot for Gonzalez. Very calm delivery. Here's the pitch home. And it's on the inside corner. Strike two. Looked like another changeup. Either a slow two-seamer or a changeup. 85 on that pitch, and his fastball is normally 90. One ball, two strikes. The pitch home. Slider, and he went. Good pitch by Gonzalez. He strikes out Misael, and there's two down for Cavaco. So a huge spot here. A single could give the Muscles the lead. Cavaco has had a tremendous last 2 weeks. Hit a couple home runs in the series last week against St. Lucie to give him 11 for the year. Took some nice at-bats in game one. First pitch to Keone. Fastball down and away. Ball one. 25 pitches in the first for Gonzalez. It has been a very eventful first inning on both sides of the scorecard. Both teams have four hits in the first. Gonzalez with the 1-0. And it's high. Ball two. That one closer, but ruled to be up by Nelson Fraley. Once again, a four-man umpiring team here in the playoffs. Double the normal allotment. Gonzalez ready. Here's the pitch. And it's called a strike at the knees. 2-1. I don't know if these are two seams or changeups. That one was 86 miles an hour. Gonzalez better be careful throwing that pitch right on right. Here's the 2-1, and it's fouled off. There it was again at the top of the zone, and Cavaco got on top of it, strike two. So now you get the feeling that this game might be a 12-round title fight. We might see several pitchers, several innings with runs, the way it's shaping up right now. 2-2 on Cavaco. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Another off-speed pitch rolled towards the Muscles dugout. This will be the 30th pitch for Gonzalez, and because of that fact, the Blue Jays get a lefty up in their bullpen. Gonzalez steadies. Now the pitch. Breaking ball stays high. Kind of slipped out of his hand, and the count goes full. Rubel Cespedes would be next for the Muscles. Left-handed bat in the on-deck circle. 3-2 with two outs in the first inning. Gonzalez ready. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down. Cavaco over the top. And Fort Myers does strand two. But they also score two. Two runs on four hits and two men left. We head to the second inning in a 3-2 game. Dunedin now with just a narrow lead.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar & Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events, Mighty Muscles merch, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles, and on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles right-handed pitcher Mark Oriah, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Second inning here at Hammond Stadium. John Vitas welcoming you back as Marco Raya comes out for another inning. 9-1-2 here for the Blue Jays. And we can finally take a breath. I guess you can say the dust has settled as the curveball is low for ball one. Blue Jays get 3 runs on 4 hits in the first. Muscles get 2 runs on 4 hits in the first. So a 1-run lead for Dunedin as Raya deals, and the fastball is ripped out to right. Rosario, a late jump, comes over, and he makes a running catch. Angling in from right, Rosario equal to that line drive, and there's one down.
Well,
I can very safely say that this is the most we've ever seen Marco Raya get hit around. I mean, his stuff looks sharp tonight. The breaking ball is as sharp as ever. Fastball is low. But for whatever reason, this polished Blue Jays lineup has been squaring stuff up. It's really impressive. Even that out there was loud. This is Kasevich, the leadoff man. And he takes the slider for a strike, 1-1. Raya now behind the mound to clean off his spikes. We continue to play in a very light rain here in Fort Myers. So light that at least half the fans have stayed in their original seats. Slider in for a strike, 1-2. There is at least a 50% chance of rain throughout the evening. We just saw a pretty noticeable lightning strike out to the west. But so far, we're playing baseball. Marco winds the 1-2, and it's low. Tried the curveball there in the low 80s. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One out, nobody on, top of the second inning. Game 2 of the FSL Western Division Championship Series. As Marco now steps off. And now we're going to have an automatic ball call. Clock does not reset with nobody on, so it's 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Kasevich. And it's in the dirt, ball 4. Missed terribly there with the changeup. And so the Blue Jays have a one-out base runner for Roden. Roden, a lefty. Very toolsy guy. He's got a bigger frame. But runs better than you'd think. Throws better than you'd think. Open stance from the left side. Very open stance as he waggles the bat around. Raya from the stretch delivers, and the bunt goes foul third base side. Muscles employing a heavy shift against Roden, and he tried to beat it down the third base line. I would have to think Raya would be a very difficult guy to bunt on with how sharp his stuff is. Cavaco comes over a little bit closer to the line. Was probably about 30 feet off the line. Now maybe about 20 feet off the line. Miller as far up the middle as he can be. Right up against that chalk line where the restricted area is. The 0-1. Breaking ball fouled off, strike 2. If you haven't seen a Florida State League game in the second half of the season, we have this chalk V. They call it the pie slice behind second base. MLB experimenting with a shifting rule, giving the middle infielders even less of an opportunity to shift. 0-2 on Roden. Here's the pitch. And it's low. Tried the changeup, and he just watched it. That's a pitch that Raya probably gets a swing and miss on facing the Blue Jays in the first half. In fact, his best outing of the year came in Dunedin. Back on April the 19th, 6 scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch. Curveball drops in, strike 3. So Raya wins the battle. Roden goes down looking. And there's 2 away for Doty. Doty, a righty at LSU. Staring in at Raya. Marco could really use a quick inning here. He's at 12 pitches so far, but he does have 2 outs. The Texas native fires in, and the slider catches the outside corner, strike 1. starting to feel more like a night game here in Fort Myers. All the light sky above has turned dark. Marco ready. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off over the net. Strike two. Couple of sliders there from Raya. Tomas Kletto, who was warming up during the first inning, is up on a mound again here in the second inning. Raya at 40 pitches, trying to get through two. The 0-2, got him. Nasty curveball from Raya, strikes out Doty, and the inning is over. Two strikeouts and a scoreless second as Raya bounces back. We head to the bottom of the second. Muscles trail 3-2.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Rubel Cespedes leads off the bottom of the second inning and he swats it foul just over the salty crab bar on the third base side. Strike one. It'll be Nate Baez and Ben Ross to follow for the Mighty Muscles. Gonzalez delivers and that one's hit sharply but right at the shortstop. Kasevich scoops it up and makes the throw to first on target for the out. So Cespedes is retired, and now it'll be Nate Baez. Baez, the DH in the game on Tuesday as well. I would wonder that if we get to a game three tomorrow, whether the Muscles give him a start behind the plate. He is so good defensively. And in his 20 or so games with the Muscles, has also swung the bat really well. Finished the season with a .288 average over 16 games. That one is low for a ball. And two of his three home runs came on the final day of the regular season. A multi-homer day against the Mets. Here's the 1-0. And it's yanked down and away by Edison Gonzalez. 2-0. So just for reference, Raya is at 41 pitches through two. His high in pitches over the last month or so is 57. Our one is high for ball three. His high for the season is 79, but I don't think they'll let him go quite that far tonight because he left to start early back on August 26th as that one comes inside and it's ball four. So Baez draws the one-out walk, and the Muscles have a man on for Ben Ross. Raya's season has been full of starts and stops. He had to leave two starts early because of illness. He had to miss two starts because of a shoulder injury. And he also had a brief stint on the injured list when he had his wisdom teeth taken out. So he's probably about 20 to 30 innings below where he should be at this stage of the year. That one is in for a strike. Most of the Twins' single-A starting pitchers will end up at about 90 or 100 innings. Raya coming into tonight at 65. And hasn't gone more than five innings since that start back in April. Here's the 0-1 to Ross, and it's in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher. Runner goes anyway. Here's the throw to second, the tag, and he's safe. Close call at second. Muscles might have caught a break there as Baez slowed down at the end of his slide and Machado tried to get the tag down. But it'll be a dirt ball read wild pitch. And Baez in a scoring position as the tying run. Blue Jays 3, Mussels 2. We're in the bottom of the second. And Ross, one of the hottest hitters on this team. Seeing Gonzalez for the second time. 1-1 is, a high strike there, 1-2. So with all of those stops and starts in mind, Marco hasn't thrown more than 57 pitches in over a month, so I think that's about where he's going to end up tonight. They would almost certainly let him go past 60, but I doubt he would go past 70, which would limit him to about 4 or 5 innings. Here's the 1-2, and it's down and away for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Twins already informed Marco that he will not need to attend instructional league, which means that whenever the Mussels season is over, he will go straight home to Texas to rest, recoup, and start his throwing program in a month or so. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss. Good changeup by Gonzalez. Gets Ross to swing over the top. And it's all going to be left to Miller here in the second inning. Both starters now up over 40 pitches through 2 innings. Again, Cleto is sat down, so Raya will at least start the third. As the 22-year-old Gonzalez comes set. Here's the pitch, and it's ripped down the line, but foul. Miller just a little bit out in front on that changeup. Gonzalez's longest outing of the year was in his last one, when 4 innings allowed 1 run against Palm Beach 8 days ago, so last Wednesday. So he also probably limited to 4 or 5 innings in this game. Here's the 0-1. Slider catches the zone, strike 2. Miller thought it might have been down, but Gonzalez gets ahead. Baez has his lead at second base. The 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of a sinking pitch. Noah with the second most games played this year for the Mussels, 108, at the ripe age of just 19 years old. Youngest player on the Mighty Mussels. Graduated high school just over 1 year ago. Gonzalez ready, the deep breath, and the pitch. Curveball got him. Good backdoor pitch as Gonzalez gets his 4th strikeout. Mussels leave a man. We head to the third, still 3-2 Dunedin.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through 8th grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
2-for-1 Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Fireworks Fridays, Free Giveaway Saturdays, and Sunday Brunch. Game Day doesn't get more family-friendly. Stay up to speed with Home Game Times on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Mussels.
This is Twins broadcaster Corey Provis. You are listening to Mighty Mussels Baseball.
Middle third of the order for the Blue Jays. Dunedin leads 3-2 as we start the third inning. Marco Raya back out there over 40 pitches deep. Mussels would love to steal 2 more zeros out of Marco. First pitch to the lefty, Williams, is a strike at the knees, 94 from Raya. Williams delivered the biggest swing of this game, a two-run triple to the wall in left center. 0-1. Rolled over to first, right at Cespedes. He scoops, waves off Raya, and touches the bag for the out. So Raya gets his revenge, retiring Williams. And now it'll be Devontae Brown. Brown followed suit with an RBI base hit of his own in the first. That got Dunedin out to a 3-0 lead. They then got another single from Machado, who's on deck. But Raya was able to get the next two to limit it to just three runs. And that proved to be very important because the Muscles have fought back with two runs of their own. First pitch was high to Brown. Marco from the abbreviated windup kicks the 1-0 pitch. Fastball taken at the knees for strike one. Raya will typically average about 94 on the fastball, anywhere from 93 to 96. We've seen him touch 97. 1-1 is a slider down, 2-1. The Muscles only used three pitchers in the game on Tuesday. A.J. Labus only went one inning. Here's the 2-1, and it's outside. So, out of the 15 pitchers on the roster, 13 of the 15 are good to go for this game. The guys who went 3-plus, Ole and Paredes, are the only guys that are done for the series. Here comes the 3-1. Breaking ball rolled weakly right side. Schobel comes in to get it, sets his feet, and makes the throw on target for out number two. So a couple of ground ball outs for Raya, and there's two down for Machado. Keeping the pitch count efficient where maybe, just maybe, he keeps the door open to go the full five innings. He's through 2 2/3 at 48 pitches and now dealing with the switch hitting Machado. Marco's first pitch in. Curveball on the back door, strike one. Kick some dirt around on the rubber. Glove tucked into the belt buckle. The leg kick, the 0-1. Fastball fouled off his foot, strike two. Kind of trickling up the third base line. Keone comes over to get it, but immediately ruled a foul ball by Nelson Fraley. Oh, we're under the lights. We've got a pretty good crowd tonight. I'm not quite sure if we're at that 2,000 mark we wanted, but we're close to it at the very least. But nothing makes this game feel more important than the fact that we have four umpires. It just changes the whole feel. Here comes the 0-2. Changeup darts off the plate, a ball and two strikes. So great to see it. Feels like almost like a major league game with an ump at every single base, completely locked into every pitch. Raya with the 1-2. Golfed in the air, left center, some hang time. Miller backpedals, he's under it. And in the grass, he makes the grab. A 1-2-3 inning for Marco Raya. Middle of the third, Muscles trail by one on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network, powered by Brandt.
You may not need a lawyer today, but at some point in your life, you might. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer recognized by the Florida Bar as an expert in criminal trial law. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in DUI, criminal law, and felony case matters from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. You may not need a lawyer today, so remember his name for when you do. The Law Office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
We'll be right back.
is Mighty Muscles pitcher Jordan Carr, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Bottom of the third inning here in Fort Myers. John Vitas bringing you back as the Muscles trail by one. 3-2 Blue Jays. All the runs scored in the first inning. It'll be Schobel, Cardenas, and Rosario here in the bottom of the third inning. All righties against the new Blue Jays pitcher, Jason Urbaez, 22 years old, from Cabral, Dominican Republic. Urbaez kicks and fires the first pitch, and it's low. He's a skinny pitcher. A lot of effort to his delivery. And has spent some time with Double-A New Hampshire this season. The windup and the 1-0. And Schobel takes down and away for ball two. Urbaez, a 4.15 ERA over 10 outings with New Hampshire. And a 3.72 ERA over 58 innings with Dunedin. Schobel pounds one off his leg for strike one. Walking that one off now. 75 and two-thirds innings this year for Urbaez. And with Dunedin, was a starter for the most part. And then a reliever in Double-A. Sent down at the end of May from Double-A. 2-1 is roped over shortstop. That's a base hit. Schobel turns on 93, and he has himself a leadoff single. So the Mighty Muscles get the tying run on with Cardenas coming up next. Cardenas with the RBI double into the left field corner his first time up. Biggest hit of the night for Fort Myers. Blue Jays set up a double play depth. Williams will hold Schobel, who has good speed. First pitch to Noah is outside, ball one. Urbaez began the year with Dunedin, called up after just one series to Double-A, and filled a need for 7 weeks for the Fisher Cats. Runner goes and it's fouled off. Might have been a hit and run there from Brian Meyer, as Cardenas just barely gets a piece of 91. Urbaez, in just his second year in professional baseball, signed in October of 2020 at 20 years old, which is very late for a Latin American player. So a late bloomer. Here's his 1-1, and it's way outside, ball two. 92 on that fastball. And you get a lot of arms and legs coming at you. More effort to the delivery than we saw with the starter, Edison Gonzalez. From the stretch, fastball laced to the screen. Cardenas a little off balanced. Brings the count to 2-2. So Gonzalez, the starter for Dunedin, as now Cardenas uses his timeout. Allows two runs on four hits over two innings, four strikeouts, one walk, and done after 46 pitches. The pitcher ready, Urbaez deals, and it's ripped on the ground to third, handled by Kasevich. They go to second for one, relay to first, double play. 5-4-3, the Blue Jays go around the horn, and just like that, there's two outs and nobody on. That was a do-or-die play for Doty over at third. A sharp one-hopper right at him, and was able to kind of drop to a knee and wrestle it into his midsection, and then had all the time in the world to start the double play. First pitch to Rosario is down and away for a ball. Kalei with an RBI single to the opposite field his first time. If there's anyone you want up with two outs and nobody on, it's probably Kalai. He's got the most home runs on the team. Urbaez deals, and the changeup hits the knees on the outside corner. Brief windup. Now the pitch. Change up, same spot, strike two. Narvaez brings that front leg up over 90 degrees. It's a pretty pronounced leg kick. As now Rosario uses his timeout and gives himself a chance to rethink things. Narvaez with the 1-2 pitch. And it's rolled towards shortstop to his left. Kasevich has it. And the throw to first is just in time to get the hustling Kalai Rosario. Narvaez puts up a zero. Aiden Pearson joins us for the fourth when we come back on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah! Take your age 14 and under child to Hammond Stadium with a special package just for them. The Muscle Sprouts Kids Club comes with a ticket to every Sunday home game, t-shirt, and giveaways, admission to bounce houses and other entertainment, and a chance to bring Muscle Man to their school. Muscle Sprouts packages are only $33 per child and $16.50 for each additional child. Call Austin Dutton at 239-533-7663 to join today.
Hook up on Twitter at Mighty Muscles for game day starting lineups, final scores, game recaps, promotions, and more. It's the best way to know what's happening right now, and total team info with rosters, stats, stories, and promotions is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
This is Mighty Muscles infielder Tanner Schoble, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning here at Hammond Stadium. Marco Raya back to work for the Muscles. Facing Dylan Rock, the designated hitter. First pitch in is up and in. Blue Jays lead 3-2, and for the middle innings, we are pleased to be joined with the second member of our broadcast team, Aiden Pearson. How's it going, Aiden?
It's great to be here. A early first inning and a good first inning from both teams. And hopefully the Muscles can continue playing hard as they always have and break something out here.
1-1. Good pitch there from Marco. Evening up the count on the righty, Dylan Rock. And a good slider has him swinging over the top, strike two. It'll be Messia and Salinas to follow righty-righty-lefty. As now... time called for by the batter. I thought we might have had a strikeout on a pitch clock violation, but the point was just to indicate timeout. Raya with the 1-2, and it's low on a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes, but boy, everybody's heart was in their throat in that first inning, but fortunately the Muscles with a rally of their own to almost get even.
Yeah, it's very important for them to keep the scoreline close, especially after a game like Tuesday. At this point, you've really just got to settle down. Marco Raya has done a great job of that on the hill so far. Now the hitters just got to come up and continue to do their job.
Missed in with a curveball. Now it's 3-2. The windup and the pitch to Rock. A breaking ball got him. 3-2 slider, and Rock swings through it for the first out. Strikeout number 4 for Marco Raya.
Raya's off-speed pitches have looked absolutely great tonight. You know, the story of that first inning, people are going to ask, was that Raya's fault? And Raya's pitches were just looking good. The Blue Jays hitters were just early in on top of it. Now Raya has gotten a little more crafty and is finding the way to hit his zone.
More and more breaking balls, second time through the order. There's another one as Messia spoils it into the seats for strike one.
And that's really always the key for Raya. The fastball will always play. The key is whether or not the breaking stuff is on. And so far since the second inning, the breaking stuff has been on.
Here comes the 0-1. There's a curveball that missed somewhere, 1-1. Both teams have been very hesitant to use their challenges early tonight. There have been at least 4 or 5 pitches I think the teams would have won challenges on, but they haven't used them. Here's the pitch. Fastball sprayed down the right field line. Rosario angling back towards the corner, and he makes the grab just inside the right field line. Rosario closes nicely, and Messia is retired for out number two.
Nice to see Marco Raya continuing to limit his pitch count. The more he continues doing this, the more we'll see of him. And right now, he's figuring himself out for a good four innings and potentially a fifth.
60 pitches right now through 3 2/3. Doesn't sound great, but after a 26-pitch first, pretty good. Fastball high to Salinas for ball one. He is now 4 pitches over his highest total since the start of August. So this might be it for him. The 1-0 is pulled foul. And we talked to Brian Meyer on Tuesday, and he made the comment, the predictable comment, that we're not going to mortgage anybody's future to win a single-A playoff game. All these guys will stay on their schedules. No one's, you know, they don't. This is the worst time of the year to get hurt. You know, you want to have a full, healthy offseason to ramp up for next year. A changeup called a ball and a check swing, 2-1. So just based on what the Muscles have done all year, I would assume this will be Marco's final inning. And unless we get to a game three of a championship series next week, this will be his final outing of 2022. That one lifted out to left field against the fastball. Ross comes in, and Ross makes the catch. 95 miles an hour on what could be the final pitch of Marco Raya's season. 3 consecutive zeros. He's retired 8 in a row as we move to the bottom of the fourth with Dunedin leading 3-2.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
This is Pearson Ohl, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Bottom of the fourth, Mighty Muscles down by one here in Game 2 of the West Division Championship Series. Jason Urbaez back out for a second inning of relief as Urbina stares in. Right on right matchup with Cavaco and Cespedes due up here in the fourth. First pitch is tapped foul for strike one, and Urbaez back out there after allowing a leadoff single, but then got a double play ball and a ground out to face the minimum in the fourth. In the third. Now we're in the home half of the fourth inning. The 0-1 is a swing and a miss on a changeup, strike two. And Urbina just seems off balance right now, kind of flailing at that pitch.
Yeah, it seemed like he was like that as well in his first at bat. So it'll be interesting to see how he tries to recover and recuperate. He's been off balance, like you mentioned, so I hope he can just find his swing like he's been doing the past few days.
Behind 0-2, he uses his timeout to step out of the box. As Urbaez brings home an 0-2 pitch. Check swing down and away. They appeal and say he did not go 1-2. They are underway in the other series in the Florida State League. Over an hour rain delay in Port St. Lucie. In fact, it was a 1 hour and 48-minute rain delay. Here comes the 1-2, and it's lined up the middle of base hit. All he needed was a fastball. Urbina bangs 94 right back up the box, and the Muscles have the tying run on again.
Urbina may be in the six hole, but he did a great piece of hitting there. He's also a threat to run on the base pass. With no one out, wouldn't be shocked if a game like this, they try to send Urbina. Maybe a little hit and run action with Cavaco as well.
Especially after you saw the double play ball in the last inning. Same situation in the third, and Cardenas grounded into a double play. Cavaco does run a little better than him, though, so less of a double play threat. But anything hit hard, of course, you could turn it. Urbaez comes home to Keone, and the changeup hits the outside corner. Strike one. Mussels now with six hits and four innings at the plate in this game, but down 3-2 in the runs column. Machado, the second baseman, playing up the middle. First baseman Williams holds the runner, so the right side is wide open. There's a pickoff movement. It gets away. Rolls towards the tarp. Urbina gets up and heads to second base as time is called for. The ball got stuck under the tarp. It'll only be one base. So a throwing error moves Urbina into scoring position, and that takes the double play away.
That's really important, as you mentioned, for taking away the double play. But even more important, a runner in scoring position with no one out. Now you have two outs to work with to get the runner over. A ground ball to the right-hand side. A fly ball to the right-hand side. Anything like that to the right-hand side, you're looking at advancing that runner to third. And then you got two outs to play with to score him with Cespedes and Baez behind him.
0-1. Urbaez ready. The pitch is fouled off. Tried to turn on a low changeup, pulling it foul for strike two. Cavaco wears the high socks under the white pants. Struck out on a changeup his last time at the plate against a different pitcher. Blue Jays mixing and matching their way through this series. Urbaez set. Here's the 0-2, and he got him. Good high fastball at 93. Cavaco chased. And it's the first strikeout for Urbaez.
That pitch had some late, high, vertical movement on it. Just caught the top of the zone. Was able to get Cavaco to swing and miss on it. But now with the left-hander against the right-hander, this is a real big spot for Cespedes. And this is a spot where we've seen him shine in the past. He's got a pretty big hole between where the second baseman and the shortstop are playing right now.
Well, the left side is open with Doty at his normal third base spot. And the shortstop up the middle holding Urbina. Changeup in for a strike to Cespedes. We've seen both Gonzalez and Urbaez throw a ton of changeups in this game. Almost more changeups than fastballs. Cleto throwing in the Mussels bullpen. The 0-1. Rolled over first base side. Williams gets a charity hop, runs it to first, and steps on the bag for the out. That was a high bounce off the lip of the grass. Three unassisted to retire Cespedes as Urbina does advance to third. So it's all left to Nate Baez here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Big spot again. Mussels have had some chances with runners in scoring position in this game. Came through with some big hits in the first, but they've been quiet since. 2-for-7 already with men in scoring position. Baez ready to go. First pitch to Nate. Is just barely on the outside corner. Strike one. Another changeup, 83 miles per hour on that pitch. Urbaez has been 91 to 94 with the fastball. Modest lead at third for Urbina. Infield is deep for Dunedin. 0-1 is down and away. Tried another changeup. He's been really trying to dot that outside corner with the right-on-right changeup in this outing. Did it against Rosario in the last inning. Tried to do it twice in a row here against Baez. Not an easy pitch to execute. There's the 1-1. Fastball lifted out to right. Deep but playable for Roden, who eases towards the gap, is underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. So make it 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Aiden has the play-by-play in the fifth with Fort Myers down 3-2.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk. Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Keep in touch. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And total team info is on the web at mightymuscles.com.
Muscles third baseman Keone Cavaco, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Tomas Coletto onto the hill now to face the top of the Blue Jays order. It'll be Josh Kasevich, Alan Roden, and Kay Doty due up for the Blue Jays. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Muscles still trailing 3-2 here. As the right-hander Coletto will head to the hill. Normally a starter, now working out of the bullpen for this playoff run. He kicks and deals his first pitch. This one flared out over the second baseman Schobel's head and into right field for a base hit. Rosario will come over and cut it off and throw it in. One pitch and a single for Kasevich, his first on the day, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Alan Roden.
Well, there's a perfect example of how the Blue Jays are improved from the first half of the season. That's a 96-mile-an-hour fastball in on Kasevich's thumbs, and he's seen enough velocity at the Division I level to just inside out that ball into the right center field gap. That is an impressive swing on a good pitch.
Alan Roden, who's 0-for-1 now, digs in. The first pitch from Coletto is over his head for ball one.
And this is where it gets dicey for the Muscles. Rio was shaky in his first inning, and you've got a roster with no postseason experience. Coletto has been at the complexes throughout his entire career, so having to deal with some nerves.
Coletto's next pitch is drilled foul down the first baseline. Another 93 in on the hands this time. It now moves to 1-1.
Yeah, Raya did most of his damage with the breaking stuff, and unfortunately Coletto does not have much in terms of off-speed pitches. Now, his fastball is great. It's 93-97, but this Blue Jays team might be, you know, enjoying that in this situation.
Coletto comes set at the belt, kicks and deals. This one up and in. Ball two. Roden stands right on the plate, though. So these up-and-in pitches that we're describing to you as up-and-in aren't really that far inside. They're right near the black, and it just comes up-and-in based on how close Roden stands to the plate. Coletto will come set, likes the pitch. Kicks, deals. He did go around there. It's 2-2 on the high fastball.
Yeah, all tied up there. Fans like conflicts on the field, so they'll, you know, ooh and ah on inside fastballs. But you're right. He was really, that pitch was really not that far in, as now Roden calls for time.
That first pitch that he took was more over his head than anything, but even that pitch wasn't that far in on a normal hitter from the left-hand side. Left-hander crowds the plate. Coletto's 2-2. Inside, and it gets him. Again, no attempt to get out of the way for the second time in this game, and at some point, you got to wonder, he didn't even turn. He just stood there. So at what point does anything happen? But that pitch does get inside. It'll put runners on first and second now for Cade Doherty. Very similar situation to the first inning.
And now you're worried if you're Muscles fans tuning in, and Cardenas is going to go to the mound, and that is probably to buy some time for another pitcher. In a situation like this, facing elimination, if there's any, you know, inkling that a pitcher might not have it, you got to make a move. And so the bullpen goes scrambling now, with Coletto having allowed the first two to reach. He was so good here on Saturday, four great innings against St. Lucie, but off to a rough start here in the fifth inning of game two.
Looks like it might be Kyle Jones up there getting a ball.
It is.
As we expected to see him tonight. First pitch from Coletto, misses low for ball one. So Kyle Jones, Zebby Matthews, both guys we expect to see at some point today. Both guys who are draft guys who are eligible, who might be able to do a little more. Jones is quickly ramping up out there in the bullpen as the 1-0 from Coletto. Good changeup there, misses low. swung on a miss, though.
I was actually, that might have been his best slider of the season. That had as much late movement as I've seen on any off-speed pitch this year from Cleto, which is certainly a good sign, but I love the fact that the muscles are getting Jones up. You have 12 other pitchers available in this game. You got to be ready to use them.
The next pitch, fastball misses just low. It's 2-1.
In an elimination game, you manage it completely differently than a regular season game. It's all hands on deck. Whatever you can do to live to fight another inning and another game.
You got to think if Cleto allows another base runner, they'll go to the pen. Here's the 2-1. That one flared foul down the right field. And it's 2-2. Cleto this season, 14 and two-thirds innings for the Muscles. He's given up 12 hits, but has struck out 13 with only allowing 6 walks. Opponents hitting 226 against him on the season. Pitch clock will reset here on the 2-2 count. Kasevich leading off for second, Roden off first. The windup and the pitch from Cleto. He kicks and deals. That one dribbled out towards short. Miller coming in on it. Cavaco gets it, throws across the diamond in time. Runners advance to second and third, however, and it'll be one out with runners on second and third as that one goes 5-3. And the first baseman, Peyton Williams, who's 1-for-2 with a 2 RBI triple on the day.
Well, that ball was just hit too softly to turn two. It was hit just a little bit harder. They might have had a chance to turn two, but Cavaco did the right thing, cut that ball off, get the one sure out, but now it's danger time for Fort Myers.
Peyton Williams, another one of four left-handed hitters, digs into the box. With the open stance, the first pitch from Cleto misses low for a ball. And, you know, you hate to give a free base, but Devontae Brown is 1-for-2 on the day, but does have some good speed. But maybe if you work around Williams, who's a known power hitter, then you set up the double play ball. But really, at this point, you just got to eliminate the run. Infield playing in with the slight shift. Here's the pitch. 96 right at the knees, strike one.
I thought the same thing. You might want to consider walking Williams just because of how fantastic he's been in this series. But Brown, who's on deck, has been a 300 hitter in this league, so you kind of have to go after Williams.
Here's the 1-1. This one drilled deep out towards right field. Going back on it is Urbina in the right center field gap. He makes the catch. Here comes the throw. Runners will tag in advance. Blue Jays will take a 4-2 lead.
Oh, Williams has unbelievable power, and he just barely got under that ball. Didn't miss a three-run homer by all that much. Instead, drilling it about 380 out to the gap. So nothing cheap about that run for the Blue Jays, but an insurance run here in the middle innings kind of changes the dynamic in this game.
Devontae Brown now is up at the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI single. And a ground out to second. Cleto comes set at the belt, kicks and deals. Misses, low and inside, ball one.
So in both the first and the fifth, the hit-by-pitches to Roden are huge. It led to at least one extra run in the first, and it helps get Kasevich to third for that sac fly.
Here's the 1-0. This one drilled deep out towards right field. Rosario going over on it at the warning track. He makes a running catch and leaps off the free beer sign out there in right field. So only run one run against Cleto. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Muscles trail 4-2.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
I know. Yeah. Sure.
You're listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Ben Ross, Noah Miller, and Tanner Schobel do up against Urbaez here for the Muscles in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 4-2. Ross, the hottest hitter right now for the Muscles, digs in. The first pitch from Urbaez catches the bottom part of the zone, strike one. Ross, 1-for-2 on the day with a single back in the first as well as a run scored. Kyle Jones still getting warm off the pen. As the 0-1 misses down and away.
I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that we'll see Jones in the sixth and maybe for the rest of this game.
Would not be shocked as Urbaez's 1-1 misses well outside. 81 on that slider.
I must say, though, Kalei Rosario looks dialed into this playoff game. He's had some good at-bats, an RBI single earlier tonight, and going after that rocket of a fly ball to right field to save a run there was absolutely enormous and essential for the Muscles.
Here's the 2-1. This one popped high in the air, but it's going to go out of play and into the stands here down the right field line, right behind the Blue Jays dugout. And, you know, something that goes unsaid is, you know, we don't really talk about the outfielder's defense unless they make a spectacular diving play or miss a play, but Kalei Rosario has been pretty steady out there in right field all season for the Muscles. Time is called by Ross as he will dig back in now. 2-2 count here in the bottom of the fifth. Baez gets his sign. Right-hander rocks back. Kicks. Deals. This one drilled towards third, and it gets through for a base hit. Ben Ross with his second base hit of the game puts a leadoff runner on again for the third straight inning. And now it'll be Noah Miller.
Can't start the inning any better than that. Leadoff man is on. Middle of the order coming up. Jones warming up in the bullpen. If the Muscles are going to win this game, it probably starts right here.
Muscles down two as the tying run is now up to the plate in Miller. Miller, the switch hitter, batting from the left-hand side against the right-hander Urbaez. So for two with a strikeout looking. And a fly out to center field. Urbaez comes set on the hill. Ross takes his lead off first. The first pitch, middle changeup catches the zone for strike one. Miller is known to take a lot of pitches, excels in the walk category, was second in the Florida State League this year, so this will not be an easy at-bat for Urbaez. Ross continuing to get his lead. Here's the pitch. This one misses inside.
Well, Nelson Fraley's had a pretty wide strike zone tonight, but finally there gives the hitter the benefit of the doubt on a pitch on the inside black, 1-1.
Nelson Fraley sort of been a pitcher's umpire throughout the entire season that we've seen him this year. As the 1-1 pitch to Miller, they're going to say it catches the zone for strike two.
It did. This is not a pitch Miller's going to go after. Up and in changeup, a mistake pitch from Urbaez. Not an easy pitch to turn on for Miller, who also kind of crowds the plate.
Switch hitter crowning the play from the left-hand side with a slightly open stance. The white kicks and the black batting gloves. Urbaez is 1-2. This one, grounded foul. Good job to stay alive into the Blue Jays dugout.
Yeah, that was a quality pitch. Change up down, breaking out of the zone, and too close to take for Miller. Able to just throw the bat head at it and get a piece. Those are, you know, big foul balls in a postseason setting. Limiting the strikeouts is huge in the postseason. Balls in play are essential.
So Miller will come back into the count as the throw over.
Oh.
In time to get him, and they're going to pick off Ross. Ross is standing on first base. They're going to ask for an appeal because Ross doesn't feel like he touched him, and I don't think he did. Brian Meyer sprinting over to the first place umpire today. That's Garrett Griffin.
Yeah, that is huge. The throw did beat him. Ross was diving for the back of the base. Muscles are pleading for them to check with the second base umpire, who also would have had a good view. But the first base umpire, you know, says that he's confident, and Ross is picked off. The other thing we talk about in the postseason is base running is huge, too, and the Muscles just made a big base running blunder. Great, you know, move, by the way, by Urbaez.
I get that it's a four-man umpire crew, but what does it hurt to check with the second base umpire in that situation? I mean, obviously, it's hard for us to tell, is the left-hander over there at first base, Williams. And Miller's still in the box here. The 1-2. This one golfed out towards first base. Good diving play there by Machado. Throw on to first in time to get Noah Miller.
A great play by Machado. Sliding into the wet grass in shallow right field. So Blue Jays have totally turned this inning around now. Two outs and nobody on.
Now it's Tanner Schobel digging in. Schobel 2-for-2 on the day with a pair of singles. So time is called now. And Schobel with no one on and two out, looking to continue his 2-for-2 day against Urbaez. Here's the first pitch. Misses, catches the bottom of the zone for strike one. So 0-1 early on Schobel. Urbaez getting a lot of first pitch strikes. Jones basically ready in the muscles pen. As this next pitch is fouled back, it's 0-2. Muscles still have plenty of time to come back in this game. But there are at-bats coming few and far between. This next pitch is bounced in the dirt. Ball one.
Well, they've had leadoff singles in three straight innings, but not able to do anything with it. Double play ball in the third. They got Urbina to third base in the fourth, and then the pickoff here in the fifth.
So here's the 1-2. Schobel grounds this one out to short. Kasevich makes his play, throws across to first in time to get in. 6-3 in the scorebook. Muscles still down 4-2. New Muscles pitcher coming into the game. We'll tell you more about him with John Vitas on the play-by-play when we come back.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Starting the sixth inning here in game two of this best of three series, Kyle Jones now in the pitch for the Mighty Muscles. 22-year-old drafted this summer out of Toledo, a seventh round pick originally from the Detroit, Michigan area, and making just his third professional appearance here tonight. Esteban Machado leads it off for the Blue Jays, and the pitch to him is fouled back, strike one. Jones throws hard. 94 on the first pitch fastball. Jones made one scoreless outing in the Florida Complex League in late August, then was added to the Muscles team before their series with St. Lucie last week. Fastball just missed ball one. Pitched behind Marco Raya last Friday, went three scoreless innings with five strikeouts. Was tremendous in relief to get the win. That one is just off the plate, ball two. So this will not count towards his regular season stats. You'll have to click on a different tab to see these numbers. But a more meaningful outing here in the postseason. That one's chopped over the mound. Long way to go for Miller. Gets to it. Quick release, and it's off the glove of Cespedes and into the front of the dugout. Apparently it hit a Blue Jays player, and they're going to give Machado second base. A poor play by Rubel Cespedes at first. If he just jumped a fraction of an inch, he would have caught it. And instead, it's a man in scoring position for the Blue Jays, already up 4-2. What a tremendous play by Miller. The throw was a little bit high, and he will likely get the error, even though Cespedes should have caught that ball. Even if it cost him the play, you at least keep the runner at first. And now it's Dylan Rock, the DH, with the Muscles down by two. First pitch to Rock is a curveball that drops in for strike one. So now an even tougher situation for Jones. 0-1. Rolled over to third, right at Cavaco. Looks back the runner, fires to first. Runner coming. Cespedes is able to hold the bag on a high throw, and the runner will get third. So aggressive base running by Machado. Able to get to third base with only one out in the inning. Well, Cavaco did everything right. He took a full pause, looked back the runner, and then fired. But just as he released, Machado made the gutsy call to come to third. Now, if Cavaco's throw is lower, Cespedes might have had a chance to throw him out at third. A risk you can take when you're in front. The infield comes in, and it's lined into center field, a base hit. And the Blue Jays have opened up a three-run lead yet again. It's 5-2 Dunedin. Jones left it over the plate. Messia got on top of it. It's an RBI single and an unearned run against Kyle Jones. And so after the Muscles scored a couple times in the first, we're right back where we were in the middle of the first, a three-run lead for the Blue Jays. Here is Roque Salinas, left-hand hitting outfielder. Jones comes home, and the changeup misses outside, ball one. Infield drawn in, no chance for anybody to get that line drive. Jones is 1-0, is looped out to shallow left center. Ross racing in, and he runs it down. That's a ball that might be a base hit on some nights, but with Ross playing shallow, he's able to use his speed and get to that ball. So two down, and it's all left to Kasevich, the leadoff man. Kasevich, a single, a walk, and a strikeout tonight, 1-for-2. As that one is in for a strike. Jones ready from the stretch as that one sinks low. 93 on that fastball.
Kyle Jones, you can't really blame him. It hasn't been his fault so far. Defense just hasn't played behind him. But he's been quite good, as we expected from him.
Yeah, the stuff is sharp, just as it was last week. He's ready. The 1-1. Curveball drops in. Strike two. Alan Roden would be next for Dunedin, as now time is called for by Kasevich.
That curveball is a work of beauty, just perfectly falls into the zone, and there's not much a good hitter in Kasevich can do with it.
Jones' stuff is sharp. A couple of Twins folks we talked to believe that he could probably start in high A next year if they need a guy in the rotation. Certainly going to be a starting pitcher next season, but in relief at this stage. As the splitter just missed in 2-2. That is a nasty pitch. 88 miles an hour. The bottom just drops out of it. Cardenas challenges the pitch. They check upstairs, and it is, I don't know. The umpire just shouting, so the at-bat will continue. Not sure if he said that it was upheld or if the ABS system is not working at the moment. But either way, it's 2-2 on Kasevich.
He's not showing a sign when that happens for any of us.
Here's the pitch home, and it's rolled out to short. To his right, Miller's got it. Flips to second for the out. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Gets Jones through the inning, but the error on Miller, which was also Cespedes' fault, yields a run, and it's 5-2 DJs as we move to the bottom of the sixth.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
This is infielder Noah Miller, and you're listening to John Vitas on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Back live from Hammond Stadium as we start the bottom of the sixth inning. Muscles have 12 outs left, trailing 5-2. Same score we had at this stage of the game on Tuesday. Muscles eventually lost 6-4. Cardenas leads it off against Urbaez, who is out for a fourth inning. And the first pitch drops in for a strike. He has been riding that changeup, even against righties. I think the ABS system is out. Maybe we can check on that. As Brian Myers coming down the line, Cardenas is having a long chat with the home plate umpire, Nelson Fraley. And Cardenas is the most positive person you'll ever be around. We haven't seen him complain about anything all year. And so the fact that he had that many words for the umpire after one pitch tells you that he is not happy. Brian Meyer now having a chat with Nelson Fraley. Muscles have at least two of their three challenges left. I believe the Blue Jays have lost one. I don't know what this is all about, but Brian looks very upset too. So they seem to be more upset after the conversation than before.
So just got some confirmation. ABS is currently working. I guess he is not signaling behind the dish. And apparently he denied Cardenas that ABS challenge due to the fact that he was out of the box too long. However, he's been allowing the out of the box basically that long all night on challenges.
There's the pitch, and it's in for a strike. The rule is, and it's a vague rule, that it has to be an immediate challenge. Most guys have followed the rule all year. We have seen, you know, some borderline semi-immediate challenges as now Cardenas uses his timeout on 0-2. And I would say more umps have been a little more lenient than strict with that. You know, if the hitter wants about 2 seconds to think about it, they'll give him those 2 or 3 seconds. But Cardenas was kind of out of the box when he requested it, but it wasn't that far after the pitch. Here comes the 0-2. Check swing down and away. They appeal and say he didn't go 1-2.
You got to think as well there, it's 2. It's good that it happened to an even-keeled guy like Cardenas because some of the more explosive personalities on the team, maybe they're not still in this game at that point with how lengthy of a conversation happened.
Yeah, 1-2 now on Noah. Urbaez from the wind comes home. Slider drilled out to center, but right at Brown, who picks it off on a line. A loud first out here in the bottom of the sixth with Rosario coming up next. And you know, we've seen some guys get denied challenges, but it hasn't happened too often. And, you know, again, Noah hasn't complained to anybody all year. So the fact that he adds a lot of words there was pretty telling. Nelson Fraley has not been the most popular umpire amongst the Muscles this year, as Rosario takes it on the inside corner for strike one. Again, a four-man umpiring crew. It's a very subjective rule. What exactly defines immediate? 0-1 is drilled down the right field line, strike two. Now, usually, again, it's a second or two. Now, really, for the first time in sports history, umpires now have to judge eye contact because you can't. The rule is, the rule that does state that you can't get help from the dugout. You can't look at your teammates or coaches and then decide. So that's why umpires usually give them 2 or 3 seconds if they stare downward or kind of out towards the pitcher. Here comes another pitch, and it's fouled back. Rosario stays alive.
Cardenas sort of took a turn, so maybe they felt like he was looking at Brian Meyer at third base or the dugout over there, and that's why they denied the challenge. But that could be the only reason. I mean, Nelson Fraley has been the most unpopular umpire with both teams throughout this entire series so far.
That one is upstairs. The other three have been pretty well-liked around the league, and not that Fraley isn't well-liked, but he had a number of close, controversial calls in Game 1. Here comes the pitch home, and it's inside a changeup there, 2-2. So, you know, there's kind of a little bit of friction there because of some of the calls in Game 1, and now he's the home plate umpire here in Game 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Rosario. Urbaez comes home, and he got him. Slider in the dirt. Rosario tried to hold up but couldn't, and there's two down here in the sixth. It's all left to Urbina, with Urbaez trying to get through 4 scoreless innings. His next pitch will be his 50th in relief. And right now he has become the story of this game. Jason Urbaez in long relief, putting up 0 after 0. Urbaez from a very short windup. Leg kick, first pitch. Slider taken high for ball one.
If you're the Muscles right now, you just got to hope Urbaez is out of this game sometime soon, and maybe you can get to the bullpen like you did yesterday.
There's the 1-0. Fastball hit sharply to third. To a knee, Doty Fields. He sets his feet now, throws to first. Good stretch by Williams, reaching towards home plate on an offline throw. But the out is recorded, and the inning is over. Muscles go in order. We move to the seventh, with Dunedin leading 5-2.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through 8th grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
This is Mighty Muscle outfielder Carlos Aguiar, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
2-3-4 here for the Blue Jays as we welcome you back to William H. Hammond Stadium, Minnesota Twins spring training home, as Rodon takes a backdoor curveball for strike one from Kyle Jones. Jones allowed an unearned run in the sixth, and it looks like we have an overturned call. Again, Nelson Freely not making very definitive signals to the press box, but it looked like he gave a very subtle safe signal to the benches. There's a strike on a curveball. So I think it's 1-1, might be 0-2. Jones out of the windup, the former Toledo Rocket, deals and is swinging a miss there on a high fastball, strike two. So 1-2 here on Allen Roden. Open stance. Jones kicks and fires. Chopped foul towards the first base side. If this score holds, this would be the final game in this stadium until Twins spring training in February. Of course, they do play some scrimmages in here, maybe some other events. Check swing. They appeal and say he did not go, but it'll be the last official game until then. We hope that's not the case. Muscles have 9 outs left, down by 3. As there's a swing and a miss. Fastball down around the knees. Roden couldn't catch up. Strikeout number 1 for Kyle Jones. It'll bring up Doty. Of course, next March will also be the World Baseball Classic. First one in a number of years. We're excited for that. Twins will have at least 3 players in the Classic. Fastball is high. One of the home spring training games for the Twins will be against a World Baseball Classic team. Jones with the 1-0, and it's down and away for ball 2. We hope this is not the last day at Hammond until then. And usually they get spring training going 2 or 3 days before the end of February in terms of games. That one's fouled back by Doty, 2-1. Over in Port St. Lucie, the Cardinals have a 2-0 lead on the Mets. Victor Scott with a 2-run double in the second inning for the Cardinals. Fastball high from Jones, 3-1 now. So still a long way to go in that game. They're only in the 4th inning, but if that score holds, they would play a game 3 in Port St. Lucie tomorrow. 3-1 from Jones is fouled off, strike 2. Elsewhere around the low A level, Lynchburg leads Fredericksburg 5-2 in the 8th inning. Charleston on top of Myrtle Beach 7-2 in the 6th inning. And the California League playoffs start closer to 10 o'clock Eastern time. Jones's pitch is lined out to left. Deep. Ross goes back. He's there, and he makes the grab a couple steps in front of the warning track on that humpback liner from Doty. 2 down now in the 7th with Williams coming up next. High A Cedar Rapids playing game 2 of their series tonight. They had a lead in game 1 and let it slip away. They were up 1-0 and eventually lost 2-1 to the South Bend Cubs. First pitch to Williams is off the plate, 1-0. And tonight they're in the top of the 5th inning, trailing 3-2, still a close game. Travis Adams started, went 4 innings, gave up 3 runs. There's a swing and a miss, good changeup by Jones. And now it's Jalen Nowlin coming into the game in relief for Cedar Rapids. Jones with a 1-1. And it's tapped on the ground, foul, right side, strike 2. Wander Javier with a solo home run, who was playing third base tonight after Seth Gray, their everyday third baseman, was promoted to AA last week. 1-2 is upstairs, ball 2. Javier will be a free agent at the end of the year, so his final week or so as a Twin, unless the Twins bring him back. Jake Rucker has an RBI in that game as well. Doubles for Mikey Perez and Brooks Lee. 3-2, South Bend in the 5th. Change up hit sharply to second. Schobel has it on 2 hops, and he throws to first. Cespedes reaches down to glove it, and the inning is over. 1-2-3, top of the 7th for Kyle Jones. Time to stretch at Hammond Stadium. Muscles come to bat next, down 5-2.
Nobody starts the day thinking they're going to finish it in the hospital, but personal injury happens, and having a strong advocate to represent you before an insurance company or the court is invaluable. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in traffic court and personal injury litigation from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. Before you sign anything, reach out to the law office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
You got a group? We got a group deal. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles group ticket packages include discounts and bennies for your family, friend group, church, team, or business. Call the Mighty Muscles business office today at 239-768-4210.
listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball. Here's the voice of the Muscles, John Venus.
Keone Cavaco leads off the bottom of the seventh inning. Urbaez out for a fifth inning in relief, and there is strike one. Well, as so many managers do in the playoffs, riding the hot hand is Donnie Murphy, manager for the Blue Jays. Urbaez with an 0-1. Slider is just off the plate. The ability to land the off speeds for strikes, I think, are the key for Urbaez. He hasn't thrown a ton of fastballs, but he's kept the Fort Myers hitters off balanced. The windup, the 1-1, and it's outside. There's a fastball, 93 off the plate. Muscles have seven hits in this game. Three of them are against Urbaez, but all singles against Urbaez. And he's now retired five in a row. Keone ahead in the count. Here's the 2-1, and it's flown out towards center. Brown, a step or two towards right center, is under it, and he makes the grab in pretty deep center field for the out. So Cavaco skies out, and unless they get some base traffic going here, this could be the final at-bats of the year for all these guys. Six in a row retired by Urbaez, who's up to 55 pitches in relief. As Cespedes stares in. Muscles down three with eight outs left to go. First pitch coming to Rubel, and he fouls it back on a good cut, strike one. Two ground outs for Cespedes, one to short, one to first. 5-2 Dunedin in the seventh inning of game two. Blue Jays lead the series 1-0. The 0-1 pitch is called a strike at the top of the zone, 0-2. Blue Jays bullpen is silent. Riding Urbaez. Here's the 0-2. Foul back to the screen. They'll do it again. Cespedes has been so good for the Muscles here in the second half. Finished with 74 games played. Joined the team at the beginning of June. And hit 290. Over a 74-game stretch. That's an incredible season in this league. Here's the 0-2. And it's topped foul up the right side. And that's what he does so well, fighting with two strikes. He is a tough out, does have four home runs this year. Urbaez starts the motion. That high leg kick, another 0-2, and it's fouled off again, rolling towards the Blue Jays dugout. Nate Baez is next, then Ross, if anybody reaches for the Mighty Muscles in the seventh. Another 0-2 is well high, ball one. Reached back for 94 there, did the youngster Urbaez. Matchup here of two Dominican Republic natives. A pause, now the 1-2. Ripped over first, that's a base hit into right field. Cespedes hangs with him and turns on the changeup to give the Muscles a base runner. So that'll bring Nate Baez to the dish. A walk and a fly out for Baez. Joined this team just a few weeks ago. The Twins' 12th round pick out of Arizona State. Trying to turn the lineup over for Ross. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Baez from Tucson, Arizona, went a couple hours away from home to play his college baseball. 1-0, fastball hit sharply towards short. Kasevich to his right has it, goes to second for one. Relay to first, double play. That ball was ticketed for the hole, but Kasevich closed quickly, and the Muscles do not score. We move to the eighth, still 5-2 Dunedin.
Wednesdays have a little something for everyone at Hammond Stadium this year.
Bring your four-legged friends to see the Muscles for Bark in the Park.
Walk your dog and eat a dog,
as $1 hot dogs will be available all night long.
It's also Silver Sluggers Night, with a special ticket package available for our seniors.
Last,
but definitely not least,
it's Ladies' Night. Ladies can enjoy 2-for-1 seltzers and wine.
That's Bark in the Park,
Dollar Dog Night,
Silver Sluggers,
and Ladies' Night.
Every Wednesday here at Hammond Stadium.
This is Muscles pitcher Jackson Hicks, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Devontae Brown leads off the eighth inning for the Blue Jays, as Kyle Jones comes out for a third inning in relief, and his pitch misses in for ball one. Jones with over 90 innings in the spring for Toledo, so he was a starter in the spring. So 3 innings out of the pen is nothing for him, as he fires in a fastball for a strike. 1-1 to Brown, with Machado and Rock to follow. 1-1 coming. That one is in for strike two. Well, the Muscles will have the top of the order up in the eighth. They need 3 runs in just 2 innings remaining. Here's the pitch home. And a swing and a miss, but it gets away from Cardenas, who will have no play. It's a wild pitch. Brown reaches first on the strikeout. And the leadoff man is on for Machado. Just another thing to add to the laundry list of small but important mistakes by the Mighty Muscles in this series. There were 2 or 3 moments in Game 1 that we could pinpoint that really was the difference in the game. And that's how playoff baseball works. The little things are magnified when you have 2 talented teams evenly matched going head-to-head. And you have good pitcher after good pitcher towing the rubber. Usually games are low scoring. Usually they're close. And little things like that come back to bite you. And Cardenas has had a good series offensively, but couldn't block that ball in the dirt. And the leadoff man is on, and he has speed. Here is Estevan Machado, and he takes outside for a ball. Muscles were unable to make a couple defensive plays in Game 1, particularly in that first inning when the Blue Jays scored 4. That one's hit to second. Schobel has it. Goes to second for 1. Miller's turn to first. Double play. Outstanding defensive play by the Muscles there to make up for it. Schobel to Miller to Cespedes. Miller got rid of that ball in a blink. Might have actually pulled his foot off before the runner got there, but you know, no challenging those types of plays at this level. Just a fantastic turn by Miller to get Machado at first, who has pretty good speed. 2 outs, nobody on for Rock, and Rock fouls it back, strike 1. Schobel had to go to his glove side there, which was taking him away from second base. But as a shortstop by nature, he was able to make that play. Change up in the dirt. And had to put, you know, flat-footed, put all of his arm strength into that throw. And he did. Put it right on the money for Miller to make that incredible turn. 1-1 pitch. Broken back grounder right side. That's going to get past Schobel and into right field. So Rock broke his bat, but he has an opposite field hit. And the Blue Jays have a base runner for Messia. Messia, an RBI single his last time up. 1-for-3 in this game. Umpire has the scorecard out, not quite sure why. a ball boy waiting on him to give him baseballs. It is Messia coming to the plate, so not quite sure. Oh, it looks like we have a pinch runner. Marcos De La Rosa into run for Dunedin. So De La Rosa at first with Messia at the dish. Two outs, top of the eighth. Blue Jays up 5-2. And Jared Gaynor now will come out to chat with Jones. As now Develson Aria gets up in the bullpen, a left-hander for the Mighty Muscles. So not sure what Jared sees here or if he's just trying to buy some time for Aria, but comes out with a runner on first, two-out situation. And that's a lot to say here to Jones, as now Nelson Fraley heads over to break it up. They use the pitch clock to time the visits as well. And now they break it up. So Messia, the right-hand hitting catcher, walks towards home plate to face Kyle Jones. Jones, 6'1", 200 pounds, making just his second outing as a Muscle. Long hold, there's a pickoff move, and the runner is safe. Jones racked up over 200 innings in his 4 years at Toledo, the second year cut short because of COVID. But set a program record this year with 114 strikeouts as he spikes a fastball. Good glove pickup by Cardenas. First team all MAC this spring. He's ready, the 1-0. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Messia couldn't hold up. 1-1. Jones attended De La Salle High School in Michigan. 1.72 ERA as a senior. Getting the opportunity to play at the D1 level. That one's inside. Missed with the fastball to bring the count to 2-1. Aria seems to be about ready. In the Mighty Muscles bullpen, a left-hander. Jones ready, the 2-1. Runner goes, and it's fisted foul into the seats. First base side, strike two. It has been a pretty solid crowd tonight. Again, I don't know if we got to that 2,000 mark we were shooting for, but certainly a bigger crowd than Game 1 in Dunedin, and certainly I would say 1,500 or more. And usually for these types of games, which are scheduled rather late, you know, the fans who come out to this game, they care about the result on the field, not just a group social outing, but they're locked into this ball game. There's a foul tip, but Cardenas couldn't hold it. In and out of the glove, they'll do it again. Jones trying to get through three innings in relief. Now up to 45 pitches. Cespedes holds the runner at first. Runner goes, and it's cranked out to left pretty deep. Ross going back at the edge of the track. He has room, and he makes the grab to end the inning. Messia did not miss a homer by much. Middle of the eighth, still 5-2. Muscles need some offense when we come back.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Whoa! Muscles pitcher John Wilson, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Top of the order for Fort Myers, and a new pitcher into the game for Dunedin. Urbaez done after five scoreless innings. And in to replace him is number 48, Ryan Jennings. Muscles down three with two innings left as Ross takes low for ball one. So a bit of a sigh of relief for the Muscles getting to see a new arm after they could not figure out the off-speed stuff of Urbaez. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball two. Muscles got base runners against Urbaez, four hits over five innings, but no runs. 2-0 to Ross, inside, ball three. No walks for Urbaez. Only two strikeouts, but it was enough. The pitch, inside, ball four. It's an easy four-pitch walk for Ross. And the Muscles have a base runner for Noah Miller. So we'll see what Fort Myers can make of this opportunity. Miller, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. Jennings from the stretch is ready. He deals. There's a bunt. Miller pulls it back and takes ball one, so throwing Jennings off even more. Jennings, 23 years old. He was the Blue Jays' fourth-round pick this year out of Louisiana Tech. As now we have a mound visit, the catcher, Messia, goes out there to talk to him. So you have to think that next year Jennings will be a starter. They drafted a college reliever in the fifth round in Mason Fluharty out of Liberty. He's already with High A Vancouver. But Jennings has a starting pitcher frame, pretty thin and athletic. Made five regular season outings, a 2.16 ERA, but the walks were high. 1-0 to Miller. A bunt, he pulls it back again. This time takes a strike on the inside corner. 95 on the fastball from Jennings. Allowed seven hits, but six walks in eight innings in the regular season. Eight strikeouts. Third baseman Doty is in on the grass. Now he backs up a step. The 1-1 to Miller. Breaking ball fouled back towards the on-deck circle. Strike two. You kind of get the feel you need a bloop and a blast here. Doesn't necessarily have to be a three-run homer, but RBI double would be good. And, of course, the homer would be ideal. But can't really count on that in this spot against a good pitcher in Jennings. The 1-2. Looped over third. That's a base hit. Drops into left field. Miller has the table set. Tying run comes to the plate with nobody out here in the eighth inning. Schoble, 2-for-3. Schoble. Infield single in the first, line drive single in the third, grounded out in the fifth. Muscles need contact. They might need a little fortune as well. Blue Jays have turned a couple of double plays in this game. That's what they're looking for here. Muscles would love to keep the runners moving, maybe even a base hit. Fastball taken for a strike at the knees. Took a little off at 94. Urbaez is in line for the win for Dunedin. Jennings trying to bridge the gap to the ninth inning. He's ready. Now the pitch. Fastball low in the dirt, 1-1. Most of these Muscles fans have stuck around here past 9 o'clock. Hoping for one last dramatic comeback for their Mighty Muscles. Looking to force a game three tomorrow. Here's the 1-1. Slider, swing and a miss. Schoble out in front, strike two. You get the feeling that this eighth inning is it. They've got the table set. They've got their top hitters coming up. Ahead of the eight ball in this inning. Jennings trying to turn the tables. Here's the 1-2. Fastball lifted out towards center. Brown has it lined up, eases towards the gap, makes the grab. Ross will tag as the throw comes into the cutoff man. So that gets Ross to third. There's one out for Cardenas. Well, you really would like to get at least two here if you can. Obviously, three or more is what you're looking for, but that is only a semi-productive out for Schobel, although he did hit it well out to right center field. So here's Cardenas. He's been the leader for this team all year. A .261 batting average over 99 games at this level, well above the league average. 9 homers, 43 RBIs, an RBI double earlier tonight, 1-for-3 in this game. First and third, one out. Jennings steadies and deals, and the slider bends outside, ball one. Kalei Rosario, another leader on this team, waits on deck. A lot of power here in the 4 and 5 holes for the Mighty Muscles. Outfield deep against Cardenas. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider in the dirt, 1-1. You so rarely see Noah Chase a little over-anxious in an RBI spot here in the eighth inning. And that's the key. When you're down late with your season on the line, the key is to stick to the approach that got you here. Don't get too over-anxious. Wait for your pitch. 1-1 on Cardenas, the UCLA Bruin. Jennings deals. Breaking ball popped up. Foul ground. Will it get out of play? Messia over for a look, and it's in the seats. Strike two. Just a few rows back, Cardenas will get another opportunity. He's been the starting catcher in both games in this series. We'll call for time and take a little stroll. Cardenas told us earlier this year that he feels more comfortable after he uses the timeout. No more strategy left. Just got to get in the box and hit. He uses that timeout in almost every at-bat. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the eighth inning. Jennings drops those hands. He's ready. He comes home, and it's outside. A little slide step, and his slider was off the plate. Kind of quick pitched him there, 2-2. Ross at third, Miller at first. Muscles trying to come back here in the eighth, down 5-2. A peek over at first. Jennings ready from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And, oh, they called it strike three. An immediate challenge from Cardenas. What does the computer say? And it's called strike three. A terrible pitch by Jennings. It slipped out of his hand, but he nips the top corner of the robotic strike zone. And Cardenas is down looking. And it's all left to Rosario here in the eighth inning. And now we've got a mound visit. Looks like the manager coming out, Donnie Murphy, unless Drew Hayes has a jersey on tonight. And they're going to make the move. So Jennings comes out of the game after facing only 4 batters. He has yet to allow a run. But they're going to bring in, it looks like, the lefty Trey Cumbie to face Rosario. We'll tell you about the matchup when we come back. Pressure situation for Fort Myers after this.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Glenn Levine from the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine. Our team can help you understand your legal options after an accident. We will file your claim and fight for the full compensation you deserve. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the Law Offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
Ian Churchill in the pitch for Dunedin, not Trey Cumbie, who has been one of their two closers this year. It's Churchill, the Blue Jays' 10th round pick out of the University of San Diego, facing Kalei Rosario with muscles with the corners and two outs. Churchill's first pitch in is hit sharply towards the middle, off of Machado! It kicks up and goes into center field! The run scores, Miller goes to third. It looked like the ball hit some sort of divot or rock right in front of Esteban Machado. Could that be the bounce that changes the tone of the series? It'll likely be an error on Machado on a sharply hit ball by Rosario, and it's 5-3. Urbina comes to the plate. Oh my goodness, that was right at Machado. It looked like the inning was going to be over, and at the front portion of the infield dirt, the ball kicked up and hit Machado in the shoulder. The pitch to Urbina is low, ball one. Well, almost all the breaks this week have gone the Blue Jays' way. And a break just went the other way on that sharply hit grounder by Kalei. Urbina, the open stance from the right side. Tying run at first with two outs here in the eighth inning. The 1-0 is low, ball two. Missed with another changeup. You've got Cavaco on deck. Muscles in the sixth spot in the order right now. In what is now a two-run game, 5-3 Dunedin. Muscles with their first run since the first inning. Churchill comes home. Breaking ball in for a strike. Hold the string there. Urbina taking all the way, 2-1. Misael's single earlier came on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-for-3 in this game. Two balls, one strike. Churchill deals. And it's fouled back. Good cut against the fastball. Strike two. 92 on the fastball from Churchill. A senior sign taken in the 10th round. He's 23 years old. Made eight outings for Dunedin and an ERA of 0.75. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And it's way outside a changeup to bring the count full. So the tying run, Rosario, will be breaking on the pitch. Takashi Miyoshi coaching him up. He'll keep an eye on any sort of tricky pickoff play as Williams does hold the runner. 3-2 on Misael. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled off. Another good cut against the fastball, rocketed into the seats in the 200 level. 92 on the outside black. Misael seems to have the fastball measured. Muscles fans getting into it. Slow clap on every pitch of this at-bat. The 3-2 again. Foul back to the screen. Good swing again by Urbina. Right on the fastball. It'll be an 8-pitch at-bat between Urbina and Churchill. You get the feeling the Muscles season might be riding on this at-bat. Miller at third, Rosario at first. Urbina stares in. The lefty deals, and it's high ball four. A great at-bat by Urbina. He coaxes the walk. And Keone Cavaco, the longest tenured Muscle, will come to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs here in the eighth. Keone can erase 2 years of ups and downs with one swing here. No one has ever played more games with Muscles written across his chest than Keone Cavaco. Drew Hayes, the pitching coach, calls for time and takes a slow walk out to the mound. Going to give the Cavaco report to Churchill. Again, Churchill, 92 with the fastball. It's got some sink to it. Cavaco is 0-for-3 in this game. Two strikeouts and a fly out to center. But getting to face a lefty, and he feasts on lefties. The splits have been stark all season long. They did give Rosario credit for a single, by the way, on that grounder that went off Machado, saying that the field caused it more so than a mistake by Machado. So the tying run is at second. The potential winning run is at first. Bottom of the eighth inning. 5-3 Blue Jays. Muscles fans making their presence felt. Rosario, the tying run takes his lead. Churchill comes home, and it's cranked out to left field. It is high. It is full. It is gone. Galuppione Cavaco, a go-ahead grand slam in the bottom of the eighth, and the Muscles take a two-run lead high into the night sky in Fort Myers, Florida. Coaxing on this Muscles crowd, Cavaco sends one out of sight. A grand slam to take the first lead of the series, and the Muscles go up by two. They mob Keone in front of the dugout. His biggest swing of his professional career, over the Berman left field, an absolute no doubter. It's 7-5 Mighty Muscles. Not the biggest crowd we've had in this stadium, but the loudest roar by far. Cespedes takes a strike, 0-1. My goodness, did he unload on that ball. 7-5 Fort Myers. First pitch or next pitch in for a strike, 0-2. My, oh my, oh my. Slider misses outside, ball one. Crowd still buzzing after that swing. 1-2 is an inside out swing foul towards the third base dugout. Not only is that a potential season-defining swing for the Mighty Muscles, that is a potential, you know, career turner for Cavaco, who has spent two full years in low A, has really broken out here in the second half, and an absolute headliner here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bases loaded, two outs in the eighth, down two, and a grand slam. My goodness. 2-2 pitch is on the outside corner, strike three. Muscles out of challenges, apparently. Cespedes wanted to use one, but that'll do it. Muscles fans, listen to them. Going to cheer Keone Cavaco to his third base position. All of a sudden, Fort Myers looking to win a playoff game when we come back. You're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
Mighty Muscles pitcher Jonathan Lavallee, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
What a turnaround here in Game 2. Blue Jays led from wire to wire in Game 1. They led from the first inning tonight. They led by three in the first. They led by three after six. Muscles were left for dead after they couldn't do anything in the seventh. A walk by Ross, a single by Miller, and a ground ball by Kalei Rosario that seemed to hit a pebble in front of Esteban Machado. And to only add to the drama, the rain begins to fall here at Hammond Stadium as Develson Aria is assigned the ninth inning. And his first pitch is in for a strike at 93 miles an hour to Roque Salinas. Aria just joined the team 2 weeks ago, and his 0-1 is fouled off at 94 for strike two. Muscles looking to force a game three tomorrow night. Here's the 0-2. Fouled back, tried the slider and missed high. Salinas chased it and got a piece. Aria, 21 years old, from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, making just his third outing with the Muscles. Here's the 0-2, and he got him! Nasty breaking ball by Aria, and there's one away. One down in the ninth. Josh Kasevich coming up next for the Blue Jays. Top of the order here, down only two. They've got major power in the 2-3 and 4 hole, so don't count your chickens before they hatch. Two more big outs to get. Crowd is living and dying with every pitch right now. Aria kicks and deals, and the fastball is in for a strike, 0-1. Aria looking good from the windup. He kicks and deals. Oh, and he tripped and fell. Can't balk with nobody on base, so that just will be a no pitch. Kind of caught a spike on his way through the motion, and now he resets himself on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tumbling changeup for strike two. Remember when Aria came in his first outing, he had a dozen of his Complex League buddies in the crowd, and they made a ton of noise. So he has pitched with some noise in the building before. The windup, the 0-2. Just off the plate with a changeup. 1-2, good spot. Ahead 0-2. Infield as deep as they can get. Outfield the same. Aria kicks the pitch, and it's in the dirt, a breaking ball to even up the count. Zebby Matthews is warming up in the Muscles bullpen just in case. Aria got the leadoff man, now 2-2 on the two-hitter Kasevich. A righty against a left-handed pitcher. The windup, the 2-2, outside with a fastball, and now it goes full. Aria in the regular season, 28 innings in the Florida Complex League, a 5.34 ERA. But the hits were more of a problem than the walks. Here comes the payoff, and it's way high, ball four. So he walks Kasevich, and the tying run will come to the plate in Alan Roden, who does have significant power. Muscles trying to refocus after the adrenaline rush of the Cavaco home run. Aria watched it from the bullpen. He was fully warm during the eighth inning, so he's had a bit of a wait in the pen. Here's the pitch to Roden, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. When the Muscles got Aria up in the pen, of course, they were down by two runs. And so he was supposed to be their guy to come in trailing, but now he's in a save situation. The pitch to Roden. Down and away, a slider to bring it to 1-1. Matthews getting close to being ready. I think the only way he comes in to face Doty is if Aria walks Roden. Right now it's 1-1. Short lead at first for Kasevich. Aria kicks from the stretch, and it's swatted foul over the stands on the third base side, strike two. Everything had been going against the Mighty Muscles until that Rosario grounder took a turn. 1-2 on the outside corner. Strike three called. Aria freezes Roden, and there's two down in the ninth. Cade Doty is the last chance for Dunedin. He is their top home run hitter and looking to tie the game with one swing. Muscles fans rise to their feet. If Aria can get Doty, the box office will be open late tonight. Tickets go on sale after the final out if this score holds. First pitch to Doty is at the knee, strike one. Fort Myers looking for their first postseason win in 4 years. 2018 champs haven't played a postseason series since. Aria ready. The 0-1. Little bit high with the fastball, 1-1. All right, we haven't seen the crowd rise like this all year. Almost every single fan standing. Aria set, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Pulled the string on a nasty slider. Blue Jays down to their final strike in game two. Muscles fans urging DeVelson on. The deep breath and the 1-2. Runs up and away, ball two. Fastball tailing off the plate. Roden 0-for-2 with a couple of hit-by-pitches, was just retired. Now Doty in a 2-2 count. Aria kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. We will see you tomorrow night as Aria punches out Doty and the Mighty Muscles win. A dramatic come-from-behind victory for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It's a Keone Cavaco grand slam in the bottom of the eighth that turns this series upside down. Fort Myers wins. Your final score in 9, the Mighty Muscles 7, and the Dunedin Blue Jays 5. A game to remember here at Hammond Stadium. This series is all tied up. An absolute cold-blooded swing from Cavaco in the eighth decides this game, and the Mighty Muscles will be riding all kinds of momentum into a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock first pitch. Pre-game show will get going at 6:45. The Muscles and the Blue Jays for a right to play for the Florida State League Championship. We can go through the specifics, we can give you the pitcher lines, but at the end of the day, it was one dramatic swing in the eighth inning that decided this game, and the emotions on either dugout completely did a 180 on that swing from Cavaco, which turned a 5-3 deficit into a 7-5 win. Aria was outstanding in the ninth to get his first career postseason save, and the Mighty Muscles will look to win tomorrow. Jordan Carr will get the start for Fort Myers. We do not know who will pitch for Dunedin. They will piece it together in what is sure to be another memorable night here at Hammond Stadium. We will bid you adieu for our team here at Hammond, including Aiden Pearson. I'm John Vitas saying good night from Fort Myers as the Muscles even the series at one game apiece.
Thanks for listening to Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball, worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. This copyrighted broadcast is presented through the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, its descriptions, or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of Major League Baseball...